So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
SDFC head coach.
I think you should have Scraby play the breaking news sounder here, since we're so late on this news.
We were so bad, we should have passed this along to you a long time ago.
This was 2 days ago.
Most of you probably know this, but in case you don't.
Head coach gets a new deal to remain SDFC's head coach.
Maybe I didn't get the memo. Did he ever officially win Coach of the Year, or did they give that to somebody else? I don't recall hearing how that turned out. I feel like I should know.
See, we were just talking about this. It's very difficult. I mean, I never get the news. And I've set myself up to get the news.
I'm with you, man.
Siggy Schmid.
Of who?
That's who won it?
No, that's the name of the award, I think, isn't it? Schmid was like an old coach back in the day.
I'm looking. That's what it said.
No, I don't trust myself either, okay?
Philadelphia Union head coach Bradley Carnell.
He was the winner.
Has been named the Siggy Schmid MLS coach of the year.
All right, so I was right. It is the Siggy Schmid trophy.
You were trying to tell me
that Siggy Schmid was the winner, and I'm like, no, I think he was the name of the trophy.
That'd be like saying,
who won the, who was the, what did Skeens, what was the award, the pitcher for the best in the National League? Who won that last year?
Cy Young won it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I type in 2025 MLS Coach of the Year, and it comes up with Siggy Schmid, Coach of the Year.
Yes. Former coach at UCLA for 100 years. Probably did some stuff in the MLS after that.
Now I hate Siggy.
Don't hate Siggy.
It's not his fault that you didn't know who he was.
Siggy's a hell of a guy.
Mike Juarez gets an extension, as does Anders Dreyer. He gets a contract extension through 2029.
I mean, are we fair to complain a little about this? I mean, the guy had an expansion team. He had in the Final Four.
No, we should be excited to have Mikey Juarez.
No, I, we should
oh,
be
talking about, yeah, talking about head,
getting
hosed coach of the year.
For the award. Please.
Well, who won? Is a guy from Philadelphia, right?
I think they had a couple of more points.
They had the best record in the entire league.
Yes, but very close, and they're not an expansion team. I think that needs to be taken into consideration.
I don't disagree. The SCFC's made some news during the offseason. The other news was that
Chucky's not coming back.
Yeah, they're going to move on.
I don't know that we should be shocked by that, because the whole, whatever issue happened at the end of the year,
it never really
got ironed out.
No, it didn't.
He wasn't playing. He was kind of in and
he
out of the lineup.
He played in the postseason.
I don't even think he started, Tony, all the games. He was coming in late.
Mikey Vara is on the morning show tomorrow with Ben and Wood, so we'll get the latest.
20. That's an early. I mean, I bet you Mikey Varis wakes up at 4 a.m.
He seems like that type of personality.
He's very awake and ready to go.
100%.
Yeah, I should tell the guys on the morning show, and Paul Reindel, who's always in, you know, needs this information. If you ever really need a guest in the opening hour, I'm up. Just saying.
What are you guys going to talk about?
I have no idea, but they have Tony Gwynn Jr. on all the time, and they never ask for me.
Is that true, all the time?
No, they definitely don't have me all the time, because they know I'm not getting up that early.
Well, but you're on the East Coast. They wait till you're on the East Coast, and they call you.
Yeah, they get me on the East Coast, which is a little bit different story.
That's smart.
So,
my feelings aren't really hurt, even though I'm awake anyway.
Let's go ahead.
Just letting you know.
and get to the...
Give them a topic. Maybe they'll have you on.
Let's get to today's Daily Gambit.
I'm sure they don't want to talk dolphins, though.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. And remember, we are broadcasting live from the Bill House Studios. We know how.
We know how.
We know how. Now, Chris knew how last night with Iowa State and Kansas.
Yes, he did.
Because
yeah,
Iowa State
caught
Tony,
one there. Yeah.
Tony's face was like, "Where's Scraby going with this?" Oh, he landed it. Iowa State -3.5 on the spread at Kansas. Tony and I went Iowa State. Chris went Kansas. Kansas wins 84-63. I knew this was a problem because the game was on TV when you guys left last night, and Iowa State couldn't make anything. No. So. Next one, New Mexico basketball -7.5 against Grand Canyon. The Lopes.
Welcome to the pit.
Lopes. We all went to New Mexico, or we all went with New Mexico. New Mexico won 87-64, so not close. Now, St. Mary's -6.5 at my Dons. Chris and I went USF. Tony went Gales. Chris, it's time to stop betting on USF.
Yeah, I think you're right.
St. Mary's 82-68. They don't have the same juice that they did last year.
Not good.
No. OKC -9.5 against the Spurs. We all chose the Spurs. OKC demolish the Spurs by 21 points. Hawks -2.5 against the Lakers.
How are the Hawks favored in this game? I asked it yesterday, and I'm asking it again. Don't understand what they were thinking.
Yeah, I thought that they were favored because the boys weren't playing, but that wasn't the case.
Played.
They played.
Lakers just annihilated them.
Yeah, the Lakers, we all chose them, but the Lakers won 141-116. So much for J.J. Redick complaining about not being able to make a basket.
Well, apparently his complaining worked because they made a bunch of baskets yesterday.
Now, the guy who's joined the team to not be a scorer but ask for the ball, DeAndre Ayton, over under 14.5 points. Chris went under. Tony and I went over. He had 17 points.
So more reason for me to dislike.
Dallas -1.5 on the puck line at the Ducks. Chris went Ducks. Tony and I went Dallas. Ducks win 3-1, so Chris wins.
Ducks snapped a 9-game losing streak there. Real quick, just for the soccer faithful out there who should be highly disappointed that you don't know who Siggy Schmidt is. West German born, or German born, West German when he was born. 20 years at UCLA and won like, I don't know how many national championships there. And then MLS with LA, Columbus, Seattle. Siggy was, you know, a legend. Thus the name. The Siggy Schmidt Award.
Boom.
Tonight we've got SDSU -1.5.
Scraby was trying to ignore you.
I know
he was.
I am ignoring
you.
The soccer fans, I'm trying to. Before they get all over your case in the chat.
SDSU, we know how sensitive you are about the chat.
Yes, no one has said anything because no one knows who Siggy Schmidt is.
Coached 694 games in the MLS. He won 320 of those.
I'm sorry, MLS didn't start until last year for me, so.
Okay, I got you. He won an MLS Cup with the Galaxy and the Crew, and he won the UCLA College Cup 3 times. It's a Hall of Famer, 2-time Coach of the Year.
He's just lost over here.
It's going on and on about the...
Just do not care.
The incredible achievements of Siggy.
I'm mad that I said Siggy Schmidt, and that was the name of the trophy, because I've made 2 mistakes today on the air. I don't like it. So now right. Siggy's in my crosshairs.
All right, let's rush through these. Aztecs 1.5, Wyoming. Oh. Of course, I'm going Aztecs, but I always worry on the road at Wyoming. You guys, any other of you want Wyo?
Aztecs, baby.
Aztecs, Grabe, you want to go Cowpokes?
It's only one, right?
1.5.
1.5, that's it.
No, yeah, I'm going to go Aztecs.
Aztecs. Vanderbilt, this is a similar game in my mind as the Iowa State game last night. We'll see how it turns out. Vanderbilt minus 3.5 at Texas. I believe Vanderbilt's still undefeated.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to go with Texas based on what I saw last night. We'll see if Vandy can win on the road. Either of you?
I'm going Vandy.
You're going to try Vandy. They've been pretty good. Obviously, I don't think they've lost. They've been really good.
I'm going with Shaka and Shaka.
Utah State, 13.5 over Nevada. Utah State and the Aztecs are tied for first place. We saw the Aztecs narrowly beat Nevada last week. Tony. Utah State, 13. They must believe in Utah State. I don't know how good Utah State is. I know they've lost only once total.
And they're going against Nevada, you said?
Nevada.
Yeah, give me Nevada.
Nevada plus the point. Scrabby?
Utah State always. I'm going to go Utah State.
You can. Nevada for me, even though it's really tough for me to ever pull for Steve Alford. Bulls 4.5 over the Jazz. We haven't checked in on the Bulls in a while because
they looked good last night.
Yeah, but over they played well. They lost.
They
a
lost,
good game,
but they looked good.
Well, they're without two star players. That's hard for any team in the NBA. But they're favored by 4.5 over the Jazz. The first time these two teams played, I think it was 150-149 in triple overtime. I doubt they'll duplicate that. But Scrabby, who you got? Bulls at home, 4.5.
I'll go with the Bulls.
You're a good guy, Scrabby. Trying to get on my good side. I'm going to take the Jazz because the Bulls stink when they're favored. That's just something I happen to know. Tony?
I'm taking the Bulls.
All right. Good for you. James Harden, 40.5. Points, rebounds, assist. Clippers home to the Wiz tonight. I like to call him the Wiz.
40.5?
40.5 points plus assists plus rebounds.
And it's the Wizards? Oh, yeah, book it.
When is the last time Harden got a rebound? Does he get any of those? I'm joking, but I know, but he gets some. He doesn't go in there and box anybody out, though. I mean, the ball bounces to him.
They're asking him to do that.
No, they don't want him in there. No. Yeah, every time I get on James Harden's case, I watch him play, and then I don't get on his case anymore. He's such an incredible player.
He really is.
I'm going to take him over also. Scrabby?
Over.
Over, over, over. One last one, just because we know Tony will get it wrong. Vegas Knights, -1.5 at the Kings.
When's the last hockey bet I've gotten right? I feel like I'm like 0 for the season on this.
Well, there's always
I think you're 0 for the show's history.
There's a blind squirrel thing that could happen here.
What is the, what's the team's against the
Vegas on the road. They're in first place, 54 points. Kings are in fifth place, but have 48 points, so it's
now,
very close.
Surely the first place team should win, so
on the road.
I'm taking the Kings.
The Kings. You get a goal
Sorry,
and a
Kings
half.
Sorry, Kings fans.
Yeah, no kidding. He's been wrong every time.
I'm going Knights.
You're going night. You're staying going against Tony. I believe in you, Tony. Tonight's your night.
Yeah.
Take
come
the Kings.
On.
By the way, all three of us are 7-6 so far this week. So we have a hotly contested gambit going on.
I believe someone who won the playoff picks between us.
Well, it was not,
not
over
yet.
You just said
we got
one
more
week
playoffs
in the books.
Going.
It's last
it's
for the whole
cumulative.
Playoffs.
Yes, that's how it's going. You've played this before. You realize this, right?
Yeah, you're ahead.
This is not new.
I don't remember.
Well,
it was just
ahead.
Last year.
I don't remember.
Let's get to break.
Yeah, we have
illegal
to.
Screen.
Oh. Who said that?
Illegal screen.
That was Missoula.
Yeah, Missoula.
Morgan Witt and Chris on the other side.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, Scraby's lost it. We got to figure this out. Welcome back. 318 is the time. Gwen and Chris. 97.3 The Fan.
Common sense.
You are not common sense on this. You are weird, wild, and wacky.
That is not true.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about it in a second. Before that, I might save you, Scraby, because I got Tony's thoughts on this. Unless it's in the Big Five, and I was supposed to look ahead, and I didn't. Hang on. Hold on.
What's the story? I can tell you.
I can tell you, too.
No, I don't see it here in the Big Five. Would you trade Austin Reeves for Jaren Jackson of the Grizzlies, Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Oh, Tony and I had
no.
Did you talk about
not.
This? This has got to be blasphemous, doesn't it? LeBron James's agent, Rich Paul, says the Lakers should trade Austin Reeves because they need Jaren Jackson, who's a good big man, for Memphis. LeBron said, don't be coming to me. I'm not responsible for what he said.
Nothing to do with this.
It's still not the best look of all time,
okay,
right?
Here's
for the agent, for LeBron James to be, you know, blasting this out there.
Here's what I asked Tony before the show. If LeBron James, like, he is the main client of Clutch Sports.
Yeah, right.
Like,
only for another year, though.
He will always be the money behind Clutch Sports. But can't LeBron be like, dude, stop talking? Because LeBron says in his answer, he's his own man. I can't control what he says. I would be like, dude, stop talking about my teammates in public and trade bait.
Even if you really think this, it's not. Yeah, it's a bad look. I think Tony, your team, your comments will hold sway.
I don't know that there's nothing that LeBron
nothing
can
here.
Do. Like
nothing to see here.
He does. By the way, he doesn't represent Jaren Jackson. And I mind you guys that this all came.
No, I didn't say he did. He just said he wanted Jaren.
No,
Jackson.
Me and Scraby had this conversation earlier, and we were trying to decipher if he represented Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right.
He doesn't. But I also remind everybody, this came on his podcast with Max Kellerman. What do we know about these type of situations?
Max Kellerman hates Stephen A. Smith. That's what I know about Max Kellerman.
I'm sure he does at this point.
Max Kellerman and LeBron have a podcast?
No, not in LeBron. And Rich Paul have a podcast that they do. And that's where he made these comments. And that is really how all this started. Now, in terms of LeBron, I don't know how Rich Paul is an actual agent. Like, LeBron can't dictate everything that man's doing. I understand that he's a big reason why.
I think I would tell him to shut up.
Yeah, I don't know if that really works.
Well, LeBron James seemed like he'd have the power to do
that. If I'm LeBron and he says, you know what? No, it's not how it works, Bron. I'm going to go find a new agent.
I don't think Ayu Dosunmu can tell his agent not to talk about, you know, Zach LaVine.
I think it's unnecessary
LeBron
James
rumors. Can ask him not to make comments about Austin Reeves.
Unnecessary rumors and distractions for LeBron James.
To me, if I'm Austin Reeves,
Lakers.
I might feel some type of way about
this. How is it a distraction for LeBron James?
I think it's a distraction for Austin
Reeves.
Not
right now. Austin Reeves ain't even playing. He ain't answering questions. This ain't a distraction. Now, it certainly doesn't put him in light. And now, Rich Paul came out today, said he had a conversation with Austin Reeves' agent.
So he's doing a little moonwalking.
I don't think he backed away from it. I think he just gave some context to the whole kind of conversation. But right. In terms of LeBron, I don't know. This has nothing to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you're talking to Scraby and I, and in our world, everything's LeBron's fault.
Yeah,
so
I know.
This will be,
I know.
Too. I know. All right, let's get to what I really wanted to talk about. I'm not quite sure how to bring it up, so I'll give it my best shot. If you are in a public urinal...
This is how you explain it right here.
All right, go
this
ahead.
Is for, this is a lot of males...
Yes, would be males will get this.
Relate
right.
this as
women
question.
Don't. Women probably know, but they don't spend time in a men's restroom. But if you're in a public urinal and there's one of those,
I know I have certainly had, going back to my college days, even after, had roommates go to the bathroom, beer in hand.
Right. This is the question before.
See,
the court.
I think that's different in my scenario.
Why is it different?
Because you're at home.
No. I didn't say anything about home.
Let's set the whole thing up again. We're at a public urinal. You're walking in with a beer. You go to do your business. You put the beer, set it on top of the upper part of the urinal while you're doing your business. Scraby thinks that is the grossest thing he's ever heard about.
What was your exact word? I don't see how anybody's ever done that before.
Yeah, it's right. disgusting. When you walk into a bar bathroom, the last air I want to breathe is that bathroom's air. And the last thing that I want
so
touching
worried about,
my drink...
Oh, okay. That's different than what he said during the break.
No,
he's worried
no.
about air going into
no,
the...
No, hold
he's
on,
not
hold
worried
on.
About air. He thinks that the pee is going to splatter upwards and go into the cup.
Okay. Droplets, I think he called
That's what
it.
He
you
said.
You guys make me sound like a crazy person.
You did
all
say
the
time.
100% said
I
that.
I said that sometimes droplets, they're lighter than air. They can go up in the air and then come down into the beer.
Come on.
I know that I'm a little too much with the germ thing, but it is gross to take an uncovered drink into a public restroom and just put it. It happens at the Padres game all the time.
What covered drink have you ever taken into a public restroom? Like, how does that work?
I don't take
what,
drinks into the restroom.
You just go. You
put I just drink go down. To the restroom.
So you leave your drink out in the public and then go into the bathroom.
No. I chug it.
Oh, okay.
And then I get a new one on the way back, okay?
I've also got to be honest with you. Do you ever just not go into a public restroom as if to, you know, just hold it because you are so grossed out by the idea of a public bathroom?
Scraby's getting some confirmation
look,
from the chat right
I will
chat
look
right
into the bathroom, and if it looks gross, I will turn around and walk away from the bathroom.
Go ahead. You were
You're getting some
you were,
people who agree you with
were
you here?
Winging at the chat.
We're talking about resting your cup of beer on top of the urinal while you use the urinal. Scraby can't fathom this.
There's,
so maybe you
from
have
Rod,
support.
From
you have
Rod,
some support?
I leave my beer at my seat. There's pee mist in the air.
Pee mist.
Which is true.
Well, I got to tell you something, Rod. I would give you the pee mist over droplets floating upward and around and into the cup, which is Scraby's concern.
There's another one. Scraby is correct, as usual.
You're correct, as usual. Love Scraby's mother finally chiming in.
No, that was from Smash the Numbers.
All right. You're right, then.
You guys don't find this gross. That's weird to me.
We don't.
That's weird.
I mean, listen, I could see... I don't know that I find it borderline, but I think I've certainly gone into a bathroom with a beer, open beer before.
Clay, Scraby, I'm with you. I do not take any drink covered or uncovered. Gross.
Were there any people who were not with you, or are you only going to read the ones that are with you?
No, there's no one that's disagreeing with me.
Okay,
I mean,
that's nice.
It's
isn't
not
that nice and convenient.
No, it's definitely, if they disagree with me, they do let me know.
You are overblown on the germ thing, though.
I admitted that.
Come on.
I admitted that. But Chris...
How did you survive COVID at all? I know one thing. He got very angry at me anytime I came anywhere near him without a mask. He was flipping out.
Jocelyn makes another great point. Not only are there number one particles in the air, but there are number two particles.
Jocelyn,
in the air.
That's not where we needed to go.
Gator Padre says I disagree with Scraby.
That's
the germ thing.
Oh, here's another thing from K-Laws. If you're at home in your bathroom and you flush your toilet, just a bunch of gross stuff goes into the air. And so if you have your toothbrush out, you need to put it away.
Then everybody's toothbrush in the world has residual effects from people flushing their toilet.
I put mine in the medicine cabinet.
Nobody else does.
Really?
Everybody's toothbrush is out on the counter in a cup somewhere next to the faucet. right?
You're going to say that's normal.
So now my toothbrush is infected.
To put the toothbrush inside of the medicine cabinet?
No way. Everybody's toothbrush sits in a cup.
Stop it.
On the counter.
No.
Yes.
I've known this for a long time.
Okay.
You cannot leave your toothbrush next to your toilet. That is disgusting.
All right, I didn't say it's right next to the toilet. I'm saying it's in the restroom, which is what you're talking about.
Oh, man. Dominic says, I remember those troughs at the queue. Doing that as a six-year-old was scary. I remember.
Man, I remember the troughs at the queue.
I remember the troughs at Fenway one year.
The troughs you may want to avoid. I will admit that. The troughs are a little crazy.
I told you, I was telling my kids the other day, we lived wild in the 80s and 90s. They don't know nothing about that.
Can I ask a really personal question? You don't have to answer, but I'll answer for me.
Okay. I'm scared.
Does your wife close the door to the bathroom area when you're in the restroom and she's using the bathroom part? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She closes the door.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We do not close the door in our household. I knew you'd have a problem with that because you're the all-time germaphobe.
All right,
we'd have to do a.
Cole says he keeps his toothbrush in his toilet, so he
in the toilet, just reach in and grab it when you need it.
Apparently, I'm wrong about this toothbrush in the medicine cabinet.
It's ridiculous,
yes,
dude.
I honestly,
you know, you're wrong about that.
I don't. This is an example of growing up in a certain household with certain ways you do things, and you just don't know.
So everybody in your house puts
their
toothbrush.
I just always assume that people put their toothbrush away. When I go into someone's house and I see their toothbrush, I'm like, good luck with those particles on your teeth.
Bud Black will try to square all this away. He's joining us when we return on Gwen and Chris.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Padres jumping back in the news cycle. Indeed. Bringing in Buddy Black as a special advisor. Senior special advisor, as we've gone over earlier.
That's right. Don't be...
don't want to shortchange my man Buddy. And Will Myers also joining the staff and looking to impart some of his wisdom. We'll have Bud Black on here in the next 5 minutes or so. We had a sports court lined up for you, which always gets a little dubious at times, depending on the type of questions we get. So we'll push that back. Are we going to do that today at all?
Are
we
gonna... I don't know yet. We'll see if we don't do it today, we could do it tomorrow. Because there's one really good one, and I think you guys would identify with it. It's like he basically makes his wife sit in the back seat because she's so distracting.
During, while they're driving?
Yes.
Wait, we can relate? How is it that we relate?
I just feel like one of you has been in this situation.
Have I ever asked my wife to sit in the back seat?
No, I...
Know what you're getting at?
You guys will figure it out when I talk about it.
All right, we'll get to that at some point.
I'll tell you one thing. There's a few times where she's telling what lane to be in enough that I'd like her to go in the back seat, but
that's pretty much every drive,
right?
What about the? Oh, there's a spot. Oh, there's a spot.
Why?
I don't want to go to that spot.
Oh, the parking.
Oh.
George Carlin said it best. Sit there. I'm going for a drive. You're going for a ride. So just. Play your part.
Let me drive.
Let me drive. You ride.
Yeah, no.
But it never goes that way.
Never works that way.
Ever.
The parking lot might be the thing that my wife has improved on drastically. It was just a crack up to me, the
whole parking lot thing, right?
It was like a mind explosion. You're like, so what?
I have started to pull that. Into a spot and have broken my wrist to turn the wheel not in that spot because that's not the one she thinks I should park in.
1,000%.
I've got to go right to the hospital.
Broken my wrist.
Here's the spot. No, that's that one. Can't go there. We can only laugh because and if you're a wife, you're listening to the show, you know you do it.
100%.
And hey, there's lots of things us guys do that drive women nuts.
We're willing to bring those up on the show as well.
Absolutely. Let's check some traffic and then maybe Buddy Black. We'll see.
Yeah.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Got a number of things going on our roads this afternoon. Southbound side of the 805 past Mesa College, a collision over to the right shoulder. Also, southbound 5 accident cleared near 8th Street, but northbound 5 reports of an accident near Main and Division. That's over to the right shoulder. Watch out for some wooden planks in the fast lane, southbound 15 just before the 52, and now a crash on the coastline, southbound 5 before Santa Fe Drive. That's been moved into the center divide. New year, new goals. Start with your car at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. A fast oil change and essential maintenance checks help keep you moving into the new year. Check it off your list. Visit SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Ready when you are. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Were you guys aware that, because Chris, I know how much you hate the whole streaming thing, but... Did you see that the Bears and Packers was the most streamed game in NFL history?
Why couldn't it have been like
31.6
million?
You know what?
No one watched
million.
That game because we didn't want to make the effort.
No.
Yeah. God forbid that should have happened.
Wasn't it? It was on Prime, so Prime's a little bit easier than Peacock.
Well, also, people are used to seeing some games on Prime because they've been there for a couple years.
Peacock, you can see every single game on Peacock. By the way, I found something out on Sunday about the Paramount Plus app watching football that was amazing. So I fell behind a little bit, and I tried to fast forward, and it won't show me the screen until I hit play so that it doesn't ruin the score for me fast forward.
I like that.
Yeah. So fall behind, Chris, and you want to fast forward, instead of seeing everything that's happening, it keeps the old screen, and then you have to hit play for it to tell you what's happening on the screen at that time. So it won't
spoil
the surprise.
I'm not going out and buying that anytime soon.
All right. I thought you
wasn't
like
enough
that.
To convince me.
We tried.
Yeah,
thank you. We really did. We were hoping to get you there.
I will say this. One thing I liked about the Prime game on Saturday night, walking around the airport in Salt Lake City coming home, didn't have to worry about seeing the game on at any of the sports bars, right, in the airport, because nobody has Prime. So you can't watch
it. Yeah, it's certainly not going to be like in a spot like that.
Yeah. You know, most nights, if there's a game on, it's blasted all over the place. Not there.
No.
So I didn't have to worry. But lo and behold, one of the kids on the team said, "Oh, did you see the Bears came back?" And I'm like, "Actually, I didn't."
Ruined it for you.
Yeah,
huh?
Ruined it for me, but that happens. So. Part of the deal I have to make with being taping games. I get it.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something you're protecting against. All right, let's bring our one of our favorites,
our esteemed
Bud Black Jones is here on Gwen and Chris, senior special advisor, as it was reported today. Buddy, how are you, my friend?
Tony, I'm well. What do you got on that, senior advisor?
I was going to ask you. What do you?
I think it makes it sound like you know something. You know.
Well, I think. Well, I am a senior. Let's put it that way. So hopefully, I can advise.
But I mean, you've had a little bit of time away from the game. I was telling everybody, I was joking with you how your color has come back. Since having a little time off, but clearly you were itching to get back into it here, and you get to do it at home.
Well, you know, guys, it feels good. I think that you know, for me and so many of us in the game, it's what we do. You know, I feel good physically. The energy level's high. You know, talking with AJ over the last couple months and. A couple other people in the organization. It feels right to come back and help. I mean, that's the bottom line for me. And I think that, you know, I still have a passion for this game. And as you guys know, you know, when you spend time in an organization like I did with the Padres, there's an investment there. Yeah. And, you know, there's been a little bit of a break, but, you know, I still feel as though I want it to happen here. And, you know, hopefully I can bring a little bit to help us get that way.
I don't think there's any question that you will do exactly that. Bud Black is our guest, new senior advisor with the Padres, announced today, and we're happy to have him on the program. Let's leave the Rockies behind now with one final question. How often do people ask you, how did you make it through that? You are such a competitive guy. You're like the rest of us. You want to win. You knew you had to be patient. Your advice to people out there in the world could be, you know, stuff that we all need to hear, because you faced adversity for a couple of years, of more than a couple of years there.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, it started off well, as you know. When I first got there, there was a group of veteran players who were ready to win. You know, we can go through them: Arenado, Blackman, Story, Gonzalez, Desmond, I mean, some really good players, LeMahieu, I mean, all-stars. And, you know, we went to the playoffs the first 2 years, and it looked like we were heading in that direction, you know, in years to come. And then things got off track, right? We couldn't re-sign some players. You know, the guys that we had in the minor leagues to replace them, you know, didn't quite match up to how we thought they were going to do in the big leagues. And, you know, things just took a turn. And I think as a competitor, like you said, Chris, I think that, you know, you always feel as though there's hope. You always do, no matter the situation you're in. The last couple of years were dire for sure. And, you know, I think the reckoning came a couple of years ago when, our system, you know, didn't produce like we had hoped. And we just couldn't dig ourselves out of that hole. But again, I think, you know, for me, the battle and the challenge to try to do it in Colorado was always there. And that's a tough place.
Yeah.
Tough place to win. You know, it's a tough place to pitch, as you guys know. But, you know, there's been years where it's been done. So, you know, I think there's always that hope that it can happen.
I am fascinated as this news kind of broke. In our conversations, you had kind of been hinting that you were ready to kind of get back into it. But I'm fascinated now to be privy to some of the conversations that you and Ruben Niebla will have.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean,
that's high level pitching talk.
Obviously,
there.
Ruben has carved a name out for himself in being one of the best around in terms of talking pitching. But having played for you myself and having been around you, I know that you have a similar mindset. Is there any excitement looking forward to being able to sit with Ruben and kind of pick his brain and vice versa, I'm sure?
Yeah, you know, I haven't, you know, Ruben and I have crossed paths. You know, we've, you know, gestured the high sign. I've heard such great things about him, you know, over the last few years. And obviously, I think they're well deserved. I can't wait to meet him. I can't wait to converse with him, like you know, you just mentioned, Tony. I heard he's great, and I heard that you know, obviously where Craig is and his place now as the manager, you know, those two guys know a great deal about pitching.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully our conversations can you know, can lead us to, you know, more outs and more strikes and the whole deal. But, you know, I'm really excited to get to know Ruben, get to know Craig's staff, you know, get to know the new people in the organization that I haven't met. There's still some holdovers who have been there a long time who are really solid baseball people, to get re-engaged back with those guys too. So I'm looking forward to the whole thing, really. But, you know, to your point about Ruben, that he's a good one.
You said, we pointed out, and you agreed, you're a senior now, a little bit, advisor. Do you look, how often have you spent looking back? I mean, I saw you in 1981, like at one of our practices. You were helping the guys play out at San Diego State. You were pitching for the Mariners, I think. I mean, we're like, you played for 15 years, but now you've been managing and all of that for another 15, 20 years even. Was that something you aspired to, or did your the whole thing work out this way?
It just sort of worked out. I always had a passion to teach and to coach. I think, you know, even when I was in high school, I coached Little League, you know, in my hometown up in Washington State. You know, when I, in off seasons, you know, I came back, like, you know, like you mentioned, Chris, to come back and I helped coach Deets.
Right.
So it was always in there. And then as I got in my career, as I became more of a veteran player, I really took a liking to helping the younger players and, you know, helping them get acclimated and helping as much as I could, because, you know, those, some older guys did it to me. Dennis Leonard, Paul Splitor, Fida Blue, you know, George, you know, all the guys that I played with in Kansas City. And I just tried to pass that forward as I moved on as a player. And then, and ultimately, when I, you know, retired as a player, there was, you know, there's some paths to go as an ex-player, right? You can go the executive route, you can go into broadcasting, or you can go back on the field. And I was fortunate to, you know, the 5 years after my retirement, to do some things with the Indians on both ends, right, on the field and in the office. And you know, when the Angel situation came up, I dove into coaching, and that's, you know, I think that's where I needed to be, and that's where, you know, I think I'm best served is that. So that's where that lent, that's where that went, and, you know, just continued from there. But there wasn't really, you know, as a youngster to, you know, to coach or manage, you know, I think you just want to play. Yeah. And then those things just sort of crystallize as you go forward.
Bud Black joins us here on Gwen and Chris, and Bud, you know, senior special advisor, lends, when you close your eyes, lends yourself to a suit and tie. Everything that you just described was uniform based. Are we going to see you on the field, or are we going to see you more in a suit and tie?
You'd be lucky if you see a golf shirt.
Well,
come on.
Yeah, I think you're going to see me. I think the days of the modern baseball executive in a suit and tie are gone.
That's right. Yeah,
I think you might see me in the occasional blazer, the sport coat, but okay, I don't think I'm going to be in uni, Tony. Okay. I think I'm going to be out of uni. You'll see me in spring training. I'll have on the you know, whatever the attire is that day, whether it's a pair of khaki pants or a pair of shorts, pair of sweats, polo shirt, T-shirt, sweatshirt, hoodie. But you won't see me throwing BP. You won't see me
that's
in uni.
That's some good BP.
But you'll see me.
Say.
I'll be around the cage. I'll be around the mound observing. I'll be on the backfields watching the minor leaguers get after it. And you know, I'll probably go watch a college game or two over in Arizona. You know, there's a lot of tournaments over there. So you know, wherever I'm needed, but I think no uni for me. You'll see me in the the modern day executive wear.
Little Tommy Bahama.
Bud Black like is our guest. Okay, I got another minute, hopefully, Bud, if you don't mind. And this is, I hope this embarrasses me more than it embarrasses you. But when you were with the Padres managing, I read a book a while ago, many years. Phil Jackson wrote it. It's called Sacred Hoops. We've talked about it, I think, on the show a few times. Great book and dealing with people and managing. For some reason, I thought, for whatever reason, I would share this knowledge with Bud Black. I don't even know if you remember this. I brought the book to the locker room one day before a game and gave you a copy. And I didn't know how to do this, but I'm like, I think you could read this book and, you know, pick some things from this. How stupid was that? Do you remember that? And if so, where is my book? I've never got it back. So there.
I do remember it. Okay. I do remember it.
Okay.
And I did read it. And it was funny. I ran into Phil Jackson in Phoenix.
Okay.
I think he was coaching the Lakers, maybe the Knicks. I can't remember what year it was, but right. We were at the same hotel in Phoenix. It was, it was April or May, and, both clubs were staying there, and I ran into Phil at a concierge level situation in the morning over coffee. And I went up and introduced myself, and he knew who I was. I mean, everybody, I knew. We watched Phil play when he was with the Knicks, with Bill Bradley and Jerry Lucas and Willis Reed. But I do remember, that exchange, and it wasn't weird at all. I liked it. Thank you. And hey, listen, I always like getting books from guys.
I thought I was out. I think I was a little out of pocket, but I talked myself into doing it anyway. So
yeah,
I hope it, you enjoyed some of it.
Buddy, we certainly appreciate your time, man. We won't hold you very much longer. I look forward to seeing you, when we get out to spring training here in about probably a little less than a month now. Happy to have you back, man.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you. And you guys will be out there for a bit, a little bit of time, a lot of time.
Tony will be
out there
the
whole time. So, they come out for like a week, though.
We'll come down. We'll say hello. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Great, Tony. All right. Thanks, Tony. I'll see you in a few weeks.
Yes, you will. You see down at Tony Gwynn Stadium. We have a nice little event they planned that day.
That's going to be a good event. Get that out there to the people. That's going to be a good event.
I will do. Take
all right,
care,
guys.
Buddy.
All right, fellas. Thanks.
See you later.
Buddy Black, senior special advisor.
That's right. Yes.
To AJ Preller. What Buddy's referring to is the dinner on the diamond. That's down at San Diego State January 31st. So
it's coming up.
It is coming up.
It's around the corner.
I am hosting a panel of former Aztecs.
Yes, you are.
He is hosting a panel of, I think, former coaches, and not just coaches, but some big wigs that are going to be there that night. So,
do you think that was out of pocket, me giving a major league manager a book from somebody else and saying maybe you can take something from this?
Not for Buddy.
That's right up
his alley. Might have been different if he tried to hit Mike with that book. But
Mike Shelton.
I don't know if Mike would have received it the same way.
I don't think I would have even thought about it for Mike Shelton.
Should have given the book to Jace Tingler.
Okay. All right, let's get to break.
Right. Comical comic stylings of Matt Scravey over there.
Chris versus the fans.
I feel bad because it wasn't Jace Tingler's fault.
Up next.
We gotta talk a little bit more.
Do we? It's 3:54.
I know. I feel bad for leaving the people. Okay, listen to the music, people.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.